Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday, where we dive into the complexities of mental health and addiction. In the studio, John Hendricks.
Good afternoon, John.
How you doing, John?
Good. I see you want to talk about OCD today, and you know, it seems like every time I hear that, it's for some kind of comedic thing. People think it's funny.
Yeah, it seems to a lot of times people like to talk about OCD or having OCD-like behavior. So yeah, there's a certain lightness to it. However, it is a pretty it can be a pretty serious issue for some people.
Obsessive compulsive disorder. Yeah. Help us understand exactly what it is.
Obsessive compulsive disorder is a disorder where people have reoccurring thoughts, ideas, or sensations, which are called obsessions. So in order to rid themselves of these obsessions, which are not pleasant, they usually have to do something. So they have a compulsion or a drive or a feeling like they are compulsion to do something, some activity, which relieves the obsession, relieves that thought.
So it's, I think when we see somebody, as we say, they're OCD, it means that they're just obsessive about certain things. And we think it's kind of comical, I guess. But you're telling me that this is just a reaction to something else that's much more serious.
No, it's a pretty significant thing. It's based on thoughts which are not pleasant. So the compulsion, there's two parts to it. It's the obsession and then there's the compulsion. And the thoughts lead to the activity, which is the compulsion. And the compulsion is usually what the person does to try to rid themselves of those thoughts. And it might be things, some compulsions are things like hand washing, cleaning, checking on things, and mental activities like counting.
Ah, see, and that's when we see something like that happening, we think, oh, the guy's OCD, and we kind of laugh it off.
Yeah, I guess we can, but I mean, But there's also a very serious form of it. It's called obsessive compulsive disorder, and it's a mental illness, and it's an actual disorder defined in the DSM-5, text revised, which is by the American Psychiatric Association of all mental disorders. So it's a serious condition for some people.
Well, then we should stop laughing about it and start really seriously talking about it.
Yeah, or we should learn about it.
Let's do that today.
Sounds good.
Okay, so help us understand where do these thoughts come from that cause us to be this way?
They can come from all different types of places, but it's usually a thought or a worry or a fear. And that won't go away. And sometimes a lot of people realize these thoughts are not based in reality and are not rational, yet they can't rid themselves of these thoughts. And they have this, and the way they relieve that anxiety that the thoughts cause is from the activities, from the compulsions.
Hmm. See, we look at the actions and we don't look at what's behind it. And I guess maybe that's why we don't take this very seriously.
I think we look at the actions, but the actions come from, I mean, with all of us, our thoughts somehow lead to our actions. Mm-hmm. Thoughts usually lead to feelings, which lead to actions.
So talk with us a little bit about how you handle a situation where somebody has OCD.
Well, typically, I mean, they can come in and I'm an addictions counselor, so this is not my scope of practice, but typically, people with OCD can seek treatment for it, usually. Mm-hmm. So they can come in and see a mental health provider and seek treatment for obsessive compulsive disorder.
All right. So I guess the next question is, how do we recognize that in somebody? I mean, really recognize it?
Well, I mean, it's for them to recognize themselves to a certain extent. I think if you see people doing, I mean, you see people who have these obsessions, and what we see is the compulsion.
Yeah.
So people who wash their hands a lot, or people who are consistently checking locks, or people who are consistently checking the door to make sure it's closed. A repetitive behavior, or somebody who seems like they're counting something or are consistently arranging stuff, will be a sign that they might be having some thoughts that are unpleasant and distressing to them. And they're dealing with this by these thoughts, these obsessions, by acting out this ritual. They call them rituals because they're they're performed over and over and over.
Yeah, so a person who has these thoughts, I come back to the same question. Where do these thoughts come from? Are they from things, experiences that have happened to them?
Yeah, that's not... They come from many different places. It just fears.
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with fear. Like, for me, I have a little bit of that with, like, locking doors. So if I'm leaving, and I know I'm leaving, and I've been robbed. So it's come in... My car was recently taken this last winter. And so now I'm very vigilant about checking things and even over-checking. So I'll go out and check my car doors maybe a couple times to make sure it's locked at night, or make sure the garage, look a couple times to make sure the garage is closed, because it's based in something that's occurred. But I know that I saw the previous time that it was closed, but yet I've still done this before. So I may have a touch of these type, like a lot of people say they have OCD, and that's a clinical diagnosis that has to be made by a mental health clinician or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. But some of us have a tendency to do these irrational compulsions at time based on thoughts. And my thoughts are, I was robbed, and what if I left my car open, and geez, I'm going to get my car stolen again. So I may check it more than, it's not based in reality because I just checked it and I know it's locked, but my brain sometimes does that.
So that's where you come with this repetitive
thing. Right. And this is for people who have OCD, it's much more significant. For people who have OCD, it's more, these thoughts are persistent, they don't go away. And therefore the behaviors are persistent and they don't go away. It's more distressing, and it causes a certain degree of impairment and in their work lives and in their social lives. So it takes a significant period of time.
Well, let's talk about what we can do in terms of treatment, or what your colleagues can do in terms of treatment. We'll do that with John Rausch right after this.
Sounds good.
Gateway Community Services has been providing quality, comprehensive recovery services to the Flathead and beyond, but now they're even stronger. Gateway has partnered with the Center for Mental Health and is now Many Rivers Whole Health. But what does that mean for our clients? Well, only good things. For starters, their capacity has more than tripled. They offer more services than before and can focus on whole person wellness. If you or someone you know struggles with addiction and does or doesn't have underlying conditions, please call or refer to Many Rivers Whole Health. In Kalispell, they're off North Meridian. Call for you or pass along to someone you love. Many Rivers Whole Health, excellence in whole person wellness. 406-756-6453.
And now, back to Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday.
So now that we understand, John, that OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder is, the compulsion is not the driving force. It's thoughts that we have, things that we've harbored, perhaps fears, perhaps from experiences we've had.
Right.
How do we get around all that? How do you treat somebody like that?
Well, somebody who comes in any mental health providers can treat this, psychiatrists, psychologists, different agencies in the area. We have mental health providers too who can address it to some degree. But when they come in, it's usually dealt with through psychotherapy and a particular form of psychotherapy called CBT, which I've talked about, cognitive behavioral therapy. But then a particular form of cognitive behavioral therapy in which, with this form of cognitive behavioral therapy, it's usually where somebody is exposed to the trigger that creates that obsessive thought. And when they receive exposure to that, they kind of just are left in it, and they're instructed not to engage in the compulsive behavior that usually relieves the thought, and they stay in it. And as they stay in it, they see this terrible consequence doesn't happen. And then they start to realize thoughts are just thoughts.
So that's another repetitive thing you have to do until you can overcome those thoughts.
Yeah, you can do some of that in therapy. And they usually talk about starting with low anxiety triggers and making the way up to higher anxiety triggers to deal with these obsessions and compulsions. Yeah.
So counseling is one way to do it. How about medication?
There's a medication that you can take for that, that is prescribed for that, and that's a medication that's used, a psychiatric medication, and it's called a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Exactly all the actions of that, I don't know, but it is, and some of those are used for other disorders as well. But that's a psychiatric medication. But a combination of medication and psychotherapy is always the best. Yes.
So we can conquer our fears and we can conquer our compulsions.
We can. It's like anything else. It's very difficult. In making the diagnosis of OCD, these thoughts, people have to engage in these thoughts for an hour a day, meaning 1 hour out of their day in total, cumulative hours and minutes is spent in these thoughts and compulsions. That's a significant period of time to spend during a day in thoughts and compulsions, which are distressing.
Yeah. Is that part of the treatment?
No, that's how the diagnosis is made.
That's the diagnosis.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A criteria for a diagnosis. Yeah.
And you want to somehow or another prove to them that these fears, these thoughts aren't real.
Well, you want to prove that their fears are irrational.
Okay. Yeah,
we've talked about schizophrenia before, and we've talked about delusions and a psychosis. This isn't a psychosis. But it's still not a rational thought. There's a difference between this and, say, believing that some of the thoughts we talked about when we discussed schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders.
Hmm. OCD, is it something that most people can overcome?
I would say with awareness, with most illnesses, with addictions, having an awareness that something is, that there's some problem present is the first step when it comes to any addiction or mental illness. And then getting treatment, getting support, practicing the skills you learn, taking the medications you're supposed to take. And yes, they can be overcome or at least manageable.
All right. John, this has been illuminating. Thank you so much.
Yep. Take care.
Thank you for joining us for Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday. We'll be here next Monday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page. And thanks for listening. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243 CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM. KGEZ.